Today is the 14th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, our Father, and the brethren. Amen. On this day of the year of 538 AD, the Holy Father, the Severus Patriarch of Antioch, departed. He was from Asia Minor. His grandfather, whose name was also Severus, saw in a vision someone telling him, "The child who is for your son will strengthen orthodoxy, and his name will be after your name." When his son had his sent, he called him Severus. He was taught the Greek wisdom and church subjects. Once the saint was strolling outside the city, a shut-in saint came out of his cave crying, "Welcome to you, Severus, teacher of orthodoxy and patriarch of Antioch." Severus marveled at how he called him by his name, for he did not know him before, and how he foretold what would become of him. Severus grew in virtue and became a monk, and in his monastery of St. Romanus, the fame of his righteousness and his ascetic life spread out. When the Patriarch of Antioch departed, the bishop had a conscience to ordain him the Patriarch of the city in the year of 512 AD. The church was illuminated by his teaching while spread to all the universe. And he was one of the fathers who attended the Universal Council in Ephesus shortly after Emperor Anastasius died, and Justinian, who was Chalcedonian in faith, reigned after him. He called upon this Holy Father and gave him great honors to persuade him to change his stand and to follow the Emperor's belief, but the saint refused. The Emperor became angry, and the saint did not fear his anger, and so the emperor ordered him to be killed. Theodora, the emperor's wife, who was orthodox in faith, knew about what the emperor intended to do. So she told the saint to flee from his face. Saint Severus escaped to the land of Egypt and traveled everywhere and visited monasteries, disquieted as a monk. He strengthened the faith of the believers in the orthodox doctrine. He dwelt in the city of Sakha, in the home of a holy lay leader called Dorotheos. God performed through him many miracles. He departed in the city of Sakha, and his body was relocated to the monastery of Al-Zagig. May his praise be with us all. Amen. And on this day also of the year 881 AD, the great Saint James the Jacobus, the 50th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was a monk in the monastery of the Macarius, Saint Macarius, for his holiness and righteousness. He was chosen by a council to become a patriarch after Pope Mark, the 49th Pope, had departed. He was enthroned in the month of Bashuns in the year 810 AD. Saint James renovated the churches and populated the monasteries, and God granted him the gift of the performing miracles. One of the deacons in Alexandria dared to say to him readily, "Pay what you owe to the churches, or else go to your monastery." The Pope replied to him, "You will never see me again from now on." The deacon went home, immediately became sick, and died shortly after. Another miracle: there was a lay leader, an archon named Macarius from Nabarro, who was very well advanced in years and had no children. After a while, God gave him a son. He made a feast to celebrate this occasion and invited Abba James. During the celebration, the child died, but his father did not panic. He carried the child in his hand and placed him in the faith before the Pope, trusting that God would hear his chosen one and give life to this child. The Pope took the child and made the sign of the cross on his forehead, his heart, and his chest while he prayed, "My Master Jesus Christ, the giver of the life, raise this child alive again by your mighty power." He breathed in his face, and the soul of the child returned to him, and he gave him to his father when he finished his good strife. Abba James departed in peace after he had been on the throne of the Saint Mark for 10 years and 9 months and 20 days. May his praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ah, Kiseya.
Yeah.